Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Cisfire Radio. And today we're going to be presenting a topic on suffering with depression from the loss of a loved one or loved ones. As we continue our suicide awareness and prevention tour here in New York, we are meeting so many beautiful people, so many people whose lives have been changed, whose lives have been affected, whose lives are going through changes, whose lives are interrupted in so many different ways as a result of just what they're going through. Continue highlighting these changes, these challenges, and these things that people are going through. We want you to hear from the people who are actually going through these things, the ones whose lives have been impacted, the ones whose lives have now changed as a result of whatever act of violence, whatever act of hurt and pain and suffering that they may go through, whatever ways in which people have given up on the effort of living simply because their challenges have become so great. So today we are presenting to you of suffering with depression from the loss of loved ones. So you can understand how losing a loved one or what losing a loved one can feel like, can be like, and how that can create a ripple effect on people. Yesterday we had a powerful show that really talked about lived experiences of suicide attempt survivors, and in talking with them and listening to them and hearing them talk about what they've gone through and the challenges that they've gone through and to live. And now we want you to listen to and to hear what it feels like to really struggle and suffer with that loss and the pain and suffering from that loss. I got to be honest with you, you know, this tour that we're actively in right now has been very challenging for me personally. I think looking at hearing, seeing, feeling, and just understanding why so many people are hurting and the ways in which they're hurting. And you know what really gets me the most is the fact that we take so many things for granted as a society. We take so many things for granted. And the things that we take for granted are the things that many people are struggling and suffering with. While many people complain about not having this and not having that, wanting this and wanting that, and simple things of life that, you know, we as a people take for granted. There are people who are dying and struggling and suffering with a need for just a simple, small part of that. It's truly heartbreaking on a lot of levels. And I found myself this morning, I woke up this morning and just really thinking about it myself and looking at even my own life and what I've gone through. Losing loved one, losing my mother so suddenly, losing people that I care about. Just heartbreaking. We've lost a lot of great people in our lives. We've lost a lot of loved ones. We've lost a lot of people that we care about on different levels. We've lost a lot in terms of as human beings, the things and the core pieces that really touches our hearts and our minds. But are we and do we truly recognize, understand, empathize, humanize, and really connect with those losses? Or do we just push those losses off to the back of our minds and say we're going to be okay? And grief and loss is not something that we do very well with these days, as life is moving so fast and everyone is trying to keep up with the way life is moving so fast that we sometimes forget ourselves in the process and forget about the fact that we need to take time to heal and to mourn and to grieve. And so many people are walking around with this baggage and this burden and this hurt and pain from the loss of loved ones, because loved ones could have been taken away from them in violent and aggressive ways, and they are hurting from that. But while they're hurting, they're not taking the time to really address that hurt and pain. They're really not taking the time to heal. We have a lot of hurt and pain in our society today as a result of just loss and what those losses have done, what those losses mean, and what those losses have left behind. I'm waiting for my guests to join, and while I'm waiting for them to join, I'll just continue just sharing with you, just some things that have been on my heart as I've, this is our third week of the tour. And I can't even begin to tell you some of the stories and some of the people that we've met and some of the life experiences that have been shared and how those life experiences have moved us and have touched us and what they're, what they mean to so many people, just to know that they have someone that they can talk with. So many people. So many people hurting in ways that sometimes they just want to know that someone understands and someone cares enough to listen and not try to tell them to get over it and not trying to tell them, oh, it's been so long, such a period of time and all that. So many people hurting. My God. We take so much for granted. So much for granted, while people around us and people we work with and children in our schools and people in our churches and people in places that we congregate and meet are hurting, and they cover and they mask the hurt and pain with outward things, and we don't even know. I found myself with a prayer this morning asking God to not allow me to lose hope and faith in mankind because of just how I see some of the selfish acts that we as a people sometimes can lay down on each other. As I said, just the last couple of weeks, the last 3 weeks of the tour, and just meeting so many people and listening to their stories and listening to their cries and the pain that they're going through. Wow, it really makes you wonder, are we really and are we truly taking advantage of the fact that we're alive? We're alive. And what does being alive mean? Because many of us are just alive, we're existing, we're not living. Many of us are alive and we're just breathing, emotionally dead, spiritually dead, hemorrhaging on the inside, bleeding out. A lot of stuff that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, that we really, really need to open our eyes to, because we never know who around us is affected or can be affected. We never know who around us is really in distress and really reaching out for help. Even just putting these radio shows together, we did the radio shows correlating with the local events that we're doing on the ground, because there are many people who have been reaching out to us. Please, we want your tour to come to our states. We want your tour to come to our schools. We want your tour to be in our community. We need people to be addressing this on the ground locally because of what we're going through and what we're dealing with. And it's so interesting that when you look at the realities of the efforts of suicide awareness and prevention, there are a lot of efforts out there promoting, you know, suicide and the topic of suicide and the awareness and the prevention and the resources. But then when you talk with people on the ground, you'd realize that there are people who are in that state of mind and they're suffering and they're depressed, but the locally on the ground in their communities, there's a serious lack of resources. There's a serious lack of resources. How do we address the human suffering? How do we alleviate the human suffering? How do we alleviate the hurt and pain that people are going through and wanting that help and reaching out for that help but not being able to get the help? I was texting with this young lady last night from a school that we visited, and she was in the state of distress at the school. So I gave her, you know, my number, and I told her whatever time she needed me, she could call or she could text. And she was texting me last night. She was telling me about how she took alcohol to school yesterday, and you know, she was drinking it in class just because she was going through so much and she was depressed but didn't know how to deal with it. So she was drinking alcohol in class. She was explaining the home situation of what's going on at home, the challenges of home, the fact that her boyfriend, you know, he's supportive but he's also going through some things, and so self-medicating herself with this alcohol to try to get over it. And then it made her sick and she had to run to the restroom and throw up. And, you know, no one knew what she was going through. And she talked about, you know, it's not even about being afraid of being caught, but it's just suppressing the pain that she's going through. And, you know, I'm thinking about that and I'm saying to myself, wow, you know, sometimes we don't even have to lose a loved one to death itself or the act of death. We can lose a loved one because of the disconnection, that human disconnection to that person. There are a number of young people that I'm working with in schools who have been disconnected from their families, truly heartbreaking situations of what they've gone through as their families are struggling with different challenges, and so they become disconnected. So, you know, as one person said to me, it's like not having a father or a mother. Even though they're physically there, they're not really there. So I've lost my mother, I lost my father, because even though we live in the same house, we hardly ever talk, we hardly ever engage, we hardly ever do anything together. So for me, it's like I don't even have a mom or a dad. And when I heard words like that, it really made me really think about, you know, how do we, you know, how are we really connected with the people in our lives? We're suffering from a depressed state because the relationships that we need or the relationships that we have are not fruitful, or they're not conducive for healthy living or healthy situations. But because we want to have that person in our lives, or because that person must be in our lives, then we are with and around that person. But many of us are feeling that loneliness. So here is something for us to think about. Being depressed and suffering from the loss of a loved one, is that loss a physical loss of death itself? Or can that loss also be the loss of that human and emotional connection to someone? Think about that. Think about that seriously for a minute. The loss of a loved one. Not a physical death, but an emotional and human disconnection. I've had many parents who talk about the challenges of their child and raising their child or their children, and the child being so disconnected and the child being so far removed, and they worry, they stress, and they really go through a lot of deep emotional distress because they really want to see their child be better or see their child, you know, have a better life. But the truth of the matter is they don't know how to deal with that. They've lost control of the child. The child is either run away or moved out as a result of that. And losing that child is as if that child has died. We really have to rethink a lot of things. We really have to rethink a lot of things about how we as a people, how we as a society, how we build our society. There's so many hurting people in our society, so many hurting people in our lives, so many hurting people in our homes, so many hurting people stressed out, depressed, losing themselves in more ways than one every day simply because of just not being able to deal with losing a loved one, losing someone they care about, losing someone to a broken relationship, a broken marriage, losing someone and their definition of losing that person. As I said, think about it. Loss can be defined in many ways. We never really titled the loss of the show as loss to death. We titled it depression of losing a loved one. The loss of a loved one. And that loss can be in many ways. So as we go through the day and as we go through our lives dealing with what we deal with, you know, we continue to promote the effort of awareness on such important topics that we deal with so that we can continue raising the level of consciousness that we have in our society. Because at the end of the day, we do know the challenges that people are facing. Even having these radio shows and trying to get people who are affected to speak out and just share and just open up. And you have a lot of people say, I want to tell my story, I want to tell my story, I want to share my experience, I want to share my experience. But then they're afraid to do that because sharing their experience and their story now brings a whole sense of reality and consciousness. Many times that reality and consciousness is not something they're willing to face. They're not ready for it. They thought they were, but then they find out that they're not ready for it. So then what do? I don't know what's happened to my guests today. They've not joined as yet. Take this opportunity to just leave us with this thought right now. Losing a loved one. The loss of a loved one. Does not necessarily have to mean a loss by death. That person is not physically here on this earth anymore. It can also mean that we've lost a loved one because of that emotional disconnection or that human disconnection. Pain and suffering that comes from that loss and that disconnection is so deep and so great. It's one of the beauties of what we do in working with people. As much as our work is deep and emotional and so intense, the benefit that we get out of this work that we do is understanding the variables and the many variables that are involved with just the lives of people every day. And those variables allows us to see things, hear things, and understand things that many times we may not even recognize. Many times we may not even be aware of because of how we look at things in such a narrow focus and a narrow scope. So as we go through and continue this work that we're doing, we continue bringing and raising these topics for them to bring awareness and education to people about life and the realities of life, sometimes in what we see and what we don't see. Because we know that at the end of the day, there are more people that are reaching out and there are more people that are in need of help. We are involved in a lot of support groups online, social support groups online, virtual support groups online, groups where people just come together and asking for help and reaching out for help. The numbers of those groups are in thousands, 10,000, 20,000. So many people hurting and turning online for help and turning to virtual support groups for help. So we know it's happening. We know it's out there. We're actively engaged in it. And that's one reason why we have to take the conversation back to our communities on the ground and ask ourselves the question, are we truly doing enough to provide effective help, love, and resources for people who are hurting, suffering, and struggling? I leave you with that thought today. I pray that my guests are okay and that they're, you know, whatever reason or why they did not make it, they're in good health and all is well. We'll follow up with them and see what's going on with them. But for now, that's where we're going to leave it for today. We continue our tour. Today we're in two schools, meeting with children, talking about suicide, their life experiences, challenges at home, you know, things that hurt. And then tonight we have our suicide and depression support group in the Bronx. So we continue doing what we do on the ground in our communities, because at the end of the day, you know, we're just trying to touch more lives, reach more lives with this message of love, hope, compassion, and letting people know that they're only alone if they choose to be alone, because we're here. And many of us like us are here to help and to support them. So thank you. Thank you for continuing to support and spreading the word and the message. We really appreciate the fact that there are people who are supporting us and our efforts because they see the value and importance of it. So again, from us here at CISFI, thank you. Please continue supporting our tour, liking our page on Facebook, helping to promote our work on social media as we continue our efforts to touch the hearts and minds and lives of people with this important message. Have a great day. Feel free to contact us here at 917-651-1889 or through email at ask, as in asking a question, ask@sisfi.org. Have a great day. God bless.